There are four key phases of lightning behavior in this storm's lifetime. The first significant electrical charging begins at only T equals 5 minutes, when the 40-plus dBZ echo forms at and above the minus 10-degree environmental temperature level. The first cloud-to-ground lightning discharge occurred by time equals 10 minutes, giving us about 5 minutes of lead time. At time equals 10 minutes, the 40-plus dBZ reflectivity extends up to 10,000 feet above the minus 10-degree level. That's environmental level, that is. So expect charging to become sufficient to generate more frequent cloud-to-ground lightning. In this case, frequent means 10 strikes every 5 minutes or more. By time equals 25 minutes, it's likely that this storm is producing the maximum cloud-to-ground lightning frequency, given the volume of grapple and hail falling towards ground and bringing sufficient negative charges along with it. The last lightning discharge is likely in the storm dissipation stage once the grapple and hail have fallen out into the low levels. In this case here, time equals 40 minutes.